good evening and good afternoon to all of our wrestler parents and coaches. This is Coach McClay at Ohio Northern University bringing you our podcast series dedicated to helping anyone and everyone with their college and wrestling experiences. Today I'm here with Skylar Caprella. We'll start right as I push record.
I'm Skylar. I'm a fourth year pharmacy student.
Okay.
Fourth year wrestling.
All right, great. So as a pharmacy student, you guys are have a five-year plan, right?
Six-year.
Ooh, that's even worse. So you got two more years of school, one more year left of eligibility for wrestling, right?
Correct.
Now, when you do eventually graduate as a pharmacy major, what do you plan on doing with that?
I don't really have a set-in-stone plan. There's a lot of different paths that I could take.
And what are some of
those? Pharmacy. I could go and be your typical like Walmart pharmacist that you think of, Walgreens pharmacist that counts pills and sits behind the big plexiglass window.
This seems like an easy job. Does it pay well?
It pays well. It's just very day in, day out, repetitive.
Oh, I'd say it's definitely boring. You sit there, someone gives you a piece of paper, you give them a couple bottles of whatever, and then rinse, wash, repeat.
It's an important job, but it's very routine.
And mm-hmm.
I don't really like routine that much, so... couple other options would be like work in a hospital setting.
Okay, is that something that interests you, or you just
It definitely interests me. Working, I don't know, whether it be here close by or going to a big city and working, or
that makes sense.
There's different avenues everywhere.
Yeah, every degree has lots of avenues, but just kind of give everyone a general idea what you can do with a pharmacy degree. See, I didn't even consider the people behind the pharmacy counter. I never considered that they had a degree. Not that I think bad of them. I just figured that was a pretty easy job.
Yeah. there's a bunch of people that work behind the counter, but usually there's only one pharmacist that's working, or one or two pharmacists that are working. The guy or girl in the white coat are the...
Is that a requirement? Do you guys have to wear white coats?
Probably. I don't know if that's a...
It's just a base, staple.
It's like a normal
It's like a chef hat. Thing. You gotta wear a chef hat just because you're a chef. Makes sense. So let's talk real quick about COVID and your extra year eligibility. So this year we have a whole situation where as long as you don't wrestle over a certain amount of matches, you get your eligibility year back for next year.
Right.
Do you think that is a positive or negative for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you probably know every year that you keep going, your body gets a little bit more beat up and bent out of shape. It's recovery gets a little bit harder every year, and injuries just keep piling on and whatnot. But it's another year to get better. It's another year to keep working on things and getting stronger.
That makes sense.
Keep critiquing yourself and fine-tuning some of your...
And you're not the only one that feels that way. I definitely felt that same way. In my experience... Like, every year kind of made it more and more like a job.
Right.
I always have a passion for wrestling. Don't get me wrong, I love wrestling. But the competing side is what gets you. It's that grind day in, day out. So I had the option to, like, try to appeal for next year, and I chose not to. I was like, you know what? I put in my time. I did my work. I'm good. I'll take what I got, and I'll go with it. So I was wondering what your thoughts were, whether you looked forward to another year or it was just another opportunity to, you know, maybe try to achieve some of dreams that you didn't get to before, but other than that, it's just kind of a job for you.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's definitely chasing dreams, that you know, goals that I've set since I've been old enough to remember.
Yeah, knee high.
Yeah. Definitely still just chasing dreams, just setting goals. And it's cool to set goals and achieve goals, and I think it's just another opportunity to do that.
I get it, man. So, now as a pharmacy major, you guys probably have one of the harder majors on campus. And even before this podcast, we were talking about how you have an exam this week and finals next week, which also has another exam in the same class. So, I'm sure it gets very overwhelming at certain times. And I'm sure you have moments where you're like, wow, this is a lot. Now, besides like managing your time and all the other things everyone else has talked about, how do you feel like you prevent yourself from feeling overwhelmed?
I kind of use wrestling it's probably super cliche, but I use wrestling as kind of a like an escape from the world. Like,
no, that definitely
makes sense. I get like 3 hours a day. I can just go like not mm-hmm. think about anything else and just kind of release.
Yeah.
So definitely finding your own kind of escape from reality is...
No, that makes sense.
Is a big thing, I think.
I think a very common personality trait in wrestlers is just kind of like that hands-on... I want to say mind off, but like, you know, kind of going through the motions and just with your hands kind of work.
Yeah.
Some people find like other hobbies like woodworking or, you know, whatever, building Legos. We chose wrestling.
Right.
We chose a hard sport where you have to sweat and push every day.
Absolutely.
So it makes sense. Yeah. Now, you do have a little brother, right?
Two little brothers, yeah.
Two little brothers?
Yeah.
Two All right, so I've only met one.
Yeah.
All right, so you have two little brothers. Do they both wrestle?
Yep.
All right. They're both, how old's the youngest one?
Gavin is a junior in high school, and then Chase is a freshman in college.
Oh, I haven't met the freshman.
Correct.
Okay. So Gavin's the youngest.
Yep, Gavin's the youngest.
All right. Now, since you chose this school, I'm assuming your brother chose another school.
Correct.
What was the thought process between you picking ONU and him picking elsewhere? Like, what made that difference?
Yeah, so ONU, for me, has always been, like, my number one school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stone throw away from my house. So being right down the road, I always came to Ohio Northern Wrestling matches and
mm-hmm.
always got to see everything from that side. My mentor, kind of growing up, Cody Lovejoy, he was All-American here. And yeah. he pursued pharmacy through here, and our pharmacy school's
yep.
second to none.
Yeah,
across the country. So for me, it was kind of a no-brainer. It's exactly what I was looking for in school. I didn't want to go to some big school where, you know, there's all kinds of distractions and
mm-hmm.
other things. I really wanted to be at a small school where, you know, things were
simpler.
Yeah, simple. Yeah.
Mm, simpler, easier to progress through. Maybe a little bit more individual attention. All the benefits of a small
yeah.
school. That yeah. makes sense. So where did your brother go?
My brother Chase, he's at the Naval Academy in Annapolis,
oh, really? Maryland. So he's a military man.
Yeah, so he's military. I don't know exactly why he chose. Military's always been a mindset, I guess, in our
Yeah,
house.
Military is just something you have and you like yeah. you run with it. It's not something you just decide.
Our grandparents were in the military and,
mm-hmm.
you know, their stories and everything, you know. Always have the utmost respect for military
yeah,
members.
Of course.
And, he just presented with a really good opportunity going to the Naval Academy and getting his degree and,
mm-hmm.
you know, pursuing what that leads him down the road.
All right, cool. So my next question involves Gavin. Now, is there kind of like a in-house kind of friendly competition of who can get Gavin to come to their school?
I wouldn't say so. I don't. I think going to college is, I don't, it's, you gotta know where you want to go. I don't think that every place is built for every person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never feel like that somebody had to go to the school that I chose because that's why.
Yes, and that's why. Did you go on college visits?
Yeah, I went on a couple of visits, mm-hmm. but I really didn't. Think
but it didn't fit the same
up.
As this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Cinderella in a glass slipper.
Right.
Like when it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, don't right. make it.
Yep. And that's the biggest thing that I even say, like, to recruits that come on visits, like, if you don't think this is where you want to be, it's not where you want to be. Like, if you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you know.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, because, like, once you're on campus, because, like, videos and everything, that's a totally different story. Anyone
right.
can make, you know, whatever campus look amazing. Everyone can, video editing, that's my job, half of my job at least.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you for a fact, we can just go around and videotape Ada and make it look as busy as Cleveland.
Right.
But once you're on campus, once you get a chance to look everyone in the eye, shake some hands, look in all the nook and crannies, you'll get a real feel for what you're kind of applying, like what you're going for, what you're getting with your dollar. And it's not a question. It's kind of, like you said, you know when you know.
Yeah.
There isn't. Like, oh, this is kind of right. Yeah, kind of right is okay. Keep it in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of right will become, like, the spot when you go more and more and more places. And you're like, well, that kind of right looks a lot better now.
Right.
Or that kind of right, no. no, that doesn't seem it. Yeah. So just be happy where you go. Because at the end of the day, it does us as a wrestling coach and team, or whatever team you choose, no good if you're here for a year, you decide it's not for you, and then you leave. So everyone wants you to be happy where you're at. And that goes for any school. But as a senior, right?
Yep.
You're in your fourth year. Can you talk about like the progression from your freshman year as far as like your outlook on school, how hard it was, up to freshman or senior?
I definitely got overwhelmed at the beginning of school. In high school, going to college, it was a lot different than I expected it to be in high school. Again, give the cliche, like, I didn't have to try in high school, and I got to college, and everything was different.
Yeah, everything was hard.
But yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also wasn't used to being like middle of the pack person. Mm-hmm. I was always used to being like the smartest one in the class, or
right. Everything came easy to you.
Yeah, being able to answer all the questions in class, things like that, and to go into class and come out like not knowing what just went on.
Right. It was coming out with more questions than answers.
Yeah, it was a big, you know, shocking point, but you kind of get used to it. Kind of get used to that, and you kind of know how to prepare yourself for things as you grow. So,
yeah,
I don't have those circumstances anymore, thankfully.
Right.
But
the more you're at something, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And the only way to get better at something is continue with it. So, literally with anything in life, anything worthwhile. But this is your second to last year.
Correct.
Next year's your last year. Will you miss wrestling? Will you miss competing?
Yeah, 100%. I've already thought about, what am I going to do with my time?
Ooh, what are you going to do?
I'll probably pick up CrossFit. Well, not pick up, but continue. Like, get more involved in CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
It still has, like, a competition side to it.
And it does.
Kind of the daily, like, I'm working on myself, but I'm also trying to beat the guy next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not the same, but...
No, I get you. It's still that competitive edge. That's pretty much the itch you're trying to scratch.
Right.
So... I personally felt the same thing. After I was done competing, at first I went through the whole, I'm never competing anything again. Never going to weigh in on another scale. I just don't think I've stepped on a scale since my last tournament. But after you get past that, after you're like, well, I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, what do I fill that hole with? Now, I've seen it go one of two ways. I've seen wrestlers who... probably dedicated all their whole life and being into wrestling go to the exact opposite. You're like, I'm going to fill that void with food. And I've seen a lot of fit wrestlers who I would consider probably the most athletic people in this world just balloon up until they can't even do jumping jacks no more. And then I've seen the exact opposite where they continue almost an inhuman level of fitness. Find your own path. Maybe you like woodworking.
I don't think I'm going to be into woodworking.
We could do, have you seen those competitive, I just watched a Facebook clip. It was the guys with the axes and cut down the trees. And They put three boards in the thing. Yeah.
You could do that. I'm going to pick up Rubik's Cube or something.
Dude, those guys are insane.
It's insanely impressive to me.
Mm-hmm. I've literally never solved one in my life. I've tried.
So fun, a little bit of kind of going off here, but every wrestling tournament, I take a Rubik's Cube on me, or with me onto the bus, and slowly and progressively I've started to figure out how to solve a Rubik's Cube, and I finally was able to solve one by the end of the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
But always on the bus, have the Coach Quiet is good at solving them, so I always have to mess with it for a while and then take it up to him and all right, where did I mess up here?
And he's looks gotta, at
like,
it.
Walk me through it, and then he takes it back and puts it back to where it was. And then he's like, all right, go.
And that's another half hour.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I think it's just something to, it's just a hobby.
No, I get it. I mean, it's a cool skill I don't have.
Yeah.
I could never solve one. Right. So next question. You're wrestling 157, right?
Correct.
Or you're trying to get to 157.
I'll wrestle 157.
Okay. But... we also have other 157s, mm-hmm. right? And I think thing not a lot of people are comfortable talking about is like that competing for the starting spot.
Yeah.
So we kind of have a unique dynamic on our team where everyone's pretty much friendly with everyone else. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that competitive edge, like trying to be better than the other 157s with, you know, I'm still your brother, I'm still your friend?
Yeah.
Like, where do you draw that line?
So this is really hard, I think, to try to figure it out because I've never had to deal with it. Again, in high school, you know, you're mm-hmm. always at the top.
Oh yeah, that's the same for everyone.
Like, you're the guy on the team, so you never have to deal with anything like that. Mm-hmm. You get to college and you realize, oh, there's four other guys.
Yeah, everyone else was the guy on their team. They're all on this team.
Yeah, so I think it's really hard to get used to. Definitely, like, when I first got here, I wasn't quite used to it. I was kind of, like, looked at the guy like, all right, yeah, mm-hmm. we're teammates and stuff, but, like, secretly my enemy.
Yeah.
But definitely now, it's, you get used to it. And Coach Beachler's method definitely helps with that.
So I'm familiar with his method, but can you explain it to mom and dad at home?
Yeah. So we go to open tournaments, and basically whoever does the best at the open tournament mm-hmm. gets the spot.
Simple
as that. And usually it works out to where the, you know, top two guys competing for a spot usually don't, like, clash in the tournament. Usually mm-hmm. one loses to somebody that the other guy beats, mm-hmm. whether it's a style matchup, whatever, because not everybody's as good against one person. And,
right, you know, styles make matches.
Yeah, styles make matches. So there can be somebody that beats you 100 times in the wrestling room at mm-hmm. practice, and then you go out to a tournament, and that guy who beats you can't wrestle in a tournament.
Yes.
So it's just one of those things where Coach Beachler has his method, and it seems to be working for him. Right. So,
see,
I think it takes a little bit of the stress off of, you know, oh, hey, I gotta, you know, cover this up in practice to.
Right. There's sure less.
He doesn't know about my little trick here or there, and I just think we have a good foundation as a team, so mm-hmm. nobody's really got that in their head.
Do you think that comes, that transition from, like, oh, he's my enemy, kind of give him a side glance, to, like, oh, you know, he's just another guy trying for the spot? Do you think that comes with, like, the maturity of progressing through your freshman to senior year?
I definitely think it comes with maturity. That has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's, we're all doing this for the same reason. We're all doing it just because we enjoy wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody down there in the practice room is doing this just because they want to be the best, and they don't like wrestling. Everybody right. down there wants to wrestle.
Everyone wants to be there.
Yeah.
This is something that they like to do.
So I think understanding that and knowing that there's not going to be hard feelings, really, if
right.
whatever the outcome is.
Right. No one changes their opinion of you regardless how the outcome is.
Right. We're just here trying to get degrees and
yeah. At the end of the day, it's all about the school. Yeah,
wrestling on the side.
Because mm-hmm. something I always tell kids is, like, you can win an Olympic title. You can win that gold medal, but it doesn't mean you'll make money. Right. You'll be broke. You can have a gold medal and nothing in your pocket. But what you get in school will last you your next 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. So make sure it counts.
Right.
Make sure you have your priorities straight. Yes, we all have love for the sport. We all want to be the best. But at the end of the day, is that really the most important thing? You know, is that really something to get butthurt about? Probably not. So instead of making that kid your enemy, instead of making him, you know, your internal rival that you can't talk about, why not be a friend with him? How does it hurt you in the long run, right. past, like, this one season, to have him as a friend? Because at the end of the day, I promise you, the guy in your weight class that you, like, butt heads with the most is probably the guy 5 years from now, even. Definitely 10, 20 years from now, you're going to be, like, looking back, like, hey, remember those wrestling logs? And he's like, yeah, man. Remember when I got you that? He's like, yeah, but I got you with this. That's yeah. how it goes.
Yeah. And ultimately, and I think it makes everybody better because you're not afraid to wrestle them in the practice room.
Yes.
You're not, like, again, like, doing that, you know, covering up, hiding moves.
Yes.
You're just okay with wrestling that guy.
When I was in school, I had there is this other 125 pounder. His name was Jake Goodwin. Shout out Jake Goodwin. But every time we wrestled off, he would beat me. He just had a moveset that I could not fix. I could not solve that problem. and he would beat me every time, but I could beat everyone that beat him. So, like, we'd go out of tournaments, I'd always place higher, but we'd wrestle off in the room, and he always beat me. So it was a very unique situation. Mm-hmm. But our coaches thought it would always be a good idea to pair us together in some way, shape, or form. And be like, drill together, wrestle out together, you guys in our groups together, and no matter what, no matter how much I was overweight, no matter what I was trying to do, no matter what the goal was for that practice, I didn't achieve it because now I'm focused on not showing him anything
right.
I have to offer. So I really appreciate how Coach Beasley runs it.
Yeah.
I think that this whole just letting it sort itself out in a tournament mm-hmm. is much better because it creates this whole, it allows at least space for this friendly environment.
Yeah. And there's weird circumstances always.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely.
That's how everything happens in life.
But that's
so.
Life, yeah. There's no definites in life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about wrestling do you like?
Oh, man. Wrestling, the one-on-one aspect of it, the mental chess match that it is,
mm-hmm.
is my favorite part of wrestling.
So, I understand that completely. I feel wrestling the same way, and that's why I love it.
Yeah.
But maybe someone who's listening does understand that, so could you explain a little bit more?
I think wrestling, there's a million different ways to be really good at it,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what's really cool. It's really unique in that sense. It's not like other sports where, okay, you have to be fast, you have to be, you know, tall, you have to be
right.
a football player, you got to be...
Right, to be a football player, you have to weigh at least...
6'2 and 200 pounds
mm-hmm.
to be a good football player, or to
right.
be super successful. It's not really how you have to be in wrestling, you know, it's very individualized and it's very opportunistic.
That's a good word for it, yes.
So, I think that's what makes it unique amongst other sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be... We have a huge variety of body types and...
Yes.
Social backgrounds and personal backgrounds across our team that none of them are right and none of them are wrong. So,
mm-hmm.
I just think it's...
I like that.
It's unique in that sense. And that's why I think I am drawn to wrestling so much. And then... Obviously, the mental aspect of it, having, you know, the grind.
Yeah, and all these...
You hate it, but you love it.
Yeah, I do. It's a love-hate relationship
right.
for sure. Now, could you describe for us your style of wrestling?
My style of wrestling, I would have to say, is I'm very patient and kind of wait till you mess up, and then I'm gonna try to take advantage of when you mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't like that I wrestle like that. I wish I was, you know, in your face the entire time and pushing the pace and everything. And I can do that, but
your style is
more
like sitting back like a spider waiting.
Yeah, more often than not, you know, I try to put myself in good positions, and then, you know, if something's there, I'll take it. But if not, I'll wait till you mess up, and then I'll make you pay for messing up.
Nah, I get it. So you're more of a counter wrestler.
Yeah, I would say so.
Those ones are tricky to deal with.
I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, I see, you know, they're nice. Here's a good question for you. So, kind of like as a senior, tipping on it, like competing and being done.
Yeah.
How do you think coaching wrestling is different from wrestling competing?
Oh, I think... Coaching wrestling has its own challenges
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you have to individualize per person, so it's not collective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that aspect of it's really hard, but I think it's really rewarding in the sense of being able to have certain specific relationships with different athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool, but same time, it's not the same as competing.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you on that. So, I recently made that transition.
Right.
And what I found to be, like, the biggest difference between the two is your understanding of the sport. Like, you don't really understand something until you can teach it to someone else. So, when you're trying to teach moves to kids, like, these things I'm trying to coach you guys, like, I know, like, the back of my hand. I've done them for X amount of years. I've developed it from day one. So it makes sense to me. Everything I do makes sense to me. But it doesn't mean it makes sense to you guys. And even if it does make sense, it doesn't mean you guys don't have a question that makes me think about what I'm doing in a totally different way. Right. Like, I always thought about going right, never even considered that left was an option until someone asked, you know?
Yeah.
Now I have to think about, well, what happens if you do go left? Well, that's a good question.
Right.
Let's figure that out together.
Yeah. That's my favorite part of being the wrestler on that side is, mm-hmm. you know, critiquing the coaches, you know, or like trying to find flaws, like breaking down everything. And
mm-hmm.
I think I'm a student of the sport, so I just enjoy, like,
that's a good habit to have.
I just enjoy asking questions. I probably ask way too many questions and overthink things way too much, but I think it's, I don't know.
I think it's,
I like knowing and being able to figure out different things.
I enjoy your guys' questions because the more questions you ask, I feel like the more thought you put into what was being taught.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's kind of like you're chewing on it and you're kind of like savoring the taste.
Yeah.
So I appreciate questions. The only time I don't is when I can't answer them. I'm like, I don't know, man.
There's always going to be a what if.
Yeah, there's always a what if.
Every scenario always has a what if.
The other day you guys asked, you and Sumner, you asked, like, what happens if we just drag this arm and, like, you know, grab the leg? And I was like, I never considered it. And I was like, nah, I never considered it because that's not my shot. But you could do that. I don't see why not.
Right.
And you guys just looked at me like you wanted more. And I was like, no, just do it.
Yeah, that works.
Do you look at your bracket in the tournament?
Ooh. Yes and no.
What does that mean?
Yes, I do, just to get, like, I'm wrestling a kid from this school, but I don't usually look to see, like I have an idea of who I'm wrestling. Like, I know mm-hmm. who I'm going to wrestle, but I don't, like, break it down. Oh, he beat so-and-so by
right.
so many points. Or
you don't look at the particulars. You just kind of want to know what singlet he's wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if there's, like a big match coming up, like, obviously my parents will be like, hey, you know, you have.
Dude, I hate that.
You know.
I hate that for me personally. When people say, hey, you know you have this person, I'm like, well, that makes me think they're really good now, because no one does that unless they're really good.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to think that I thrive under pressure, so it's not that, mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal.
I always got nervous, and I always get butterflies in my stomach before a match. My coach told me, if you're getting butterflies in your stomach, if you're getting nervous beforehand, that just means you think you can win. Because you don't get nervous if you think you're going to lose, and you don't get nervous when you know you can win.
Yep.
So that's what I always thought. That, and he always taught me to smile. If you ever see me just smiling like a sociopath, mm-hmm. it's because I'm nervous.
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Brock Jones. Mm-hmm. Me and Brock Jones had a little thing. He would tell me a joke or tell me something funny every time, right before I went out on the mat,
mm-hmm.
get my mind off of things and, you know, just relax and realize that I'm doing this for fun.
Yeah. That's funny. So you want to jokes next time at the next term we go to?
Oh, absolutely.
I got a lot of knock
jokes.
Absolutely. All right. What'd you think about the photo shoot yesterday?
I thought it was unique. It was something we're not used to.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked
was
it.
Was it something like yeah. you'd want to do next year?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it turns out on
yeah, me
social
too.
Media. And, you know, got to update the profile pic. So.
Oh, yeah. So for all the parents at home, mom, dad, and whoever, we spent... It was close to like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Just taking individual shots of the whole team. And then we did a bunch of different poses, silly poses, serious poses, inappropriate poses. it was all in good fun. Now, the ones that is probably a good idea to send out to the parents, I'll post online somewhere. And we'll have it all in one place so the parents just can like look at the whole team, mm-hmm. scroll through it, and you know pick out the ones they want. So I'm going to try to figure out where I can do that at. It might be like the Facebook page, might not. But after that, I'm going to use those pictures for all the social media account things. And that's pretty much what we're going to use for the break from like November, December, January, yeah. whatever. Now, what are your thoughts for the break? Like, what are you planning on doing?
So I'm going to go home, which...
Yeah, everyone's going home?
Yeah, 15 minutes away, mm-hmm. not very far. I'm fortunate enough to have... my brother still here, so I get to wrestle with him and
mm-hmm.
get to go train at the gym. Well, do some CrossFit.
If you ever want to make a drive, man, I would be in Cleveland, and I'll get you some good partners.
Yeah. So, I have my club coach here, and he's very good about, you know, still sticking with his guys. And
yeah, what's his name again?
Nick Sanchez.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
So he's, I know his face, I just forgot his name, but I need to talk to him about jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about. Thanks for reminding me. All right, so Mr. Caprella, what is your big little tip for everyone?
So mine's a three-part tip. So first is don't cut corners when you get a laptop. I was fortunate enough to not cut corners when I got my laptop,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lifesaver because half of my class, they had to, you know, spend more money in the long run trying to buy new ones to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine still stayed well. And then second part is for pharmacy students, get an iPad. It makes taking notes and following lectures so much more easy and organized, and it just makes life.
Mm-hmm.
You have your life in your hands right there, and makes
it just that's makes your lifeline.
Nice. Yeah. And then third part, make friends, because somebody always knows something that you don't in terms of what's going to be on the test and what's going to be on the quiz and the homeworks.
You ain't lying. So, make sense. Or make friends.
Is yeah. That, so make friends.
It's a good business decision.
Oh, yeah. You'll get inside tips all the time.
Or that's awesome, man. You do bring up a good point I don't think I've talked about yet, is your actual hardware in your classroom. So one thing I always tell, like, freshmen, and this is going to sound silly, but I want to say it with a serious face, is when you get your computer, your laptop, whatever, your iPad, only use it for school.
Yep.
Do not download all those YouTube clips. Or don't download the illegal music. Don't go to any illicit sites. Do not do none of that. What happens is you give yourself a little bit of virus here and there, a little bit of malware here and there. It adds up, and eventually your laptop will, like, break down after, you know, your 3 or 4 years, and you think that's normal. But if you didn't go to those sites, if you didn't download those things, if you just kept it to school-related things, you can make your laptop last 7, 8, 9 years. Yeah. I still have my laptop from freshman year. So, and I kept it straight for school.
Yeah.
If you want to do those things, do it on your iPad. But that is a good point.
Yeah, that's definitely my big one.
Mm-hmm. Well, appreciate you. That was Skyler Caprella, everybody. One of the many wrestlers on his team that is smarter than me. Tune in next week for one of our alumni, our first alumni on our show, Joe Miani. Hope I said that right. But he's going to be on a podcast. A couple of alums may have already heard him on our Facebook page. But I'll post the same interview here on Spotify. So tune in for that. Do you mind signing us off? Polar Bears on the Hunt?
Yep. Polar Bears on the Hunt.
Woo-hoo. Appreciate you.